Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Carusel Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh, Chairman and Managing Director, Carusel Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Carusel Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. I hope everybody had a chance to review our financial results and investor presentation. We were recently posted on the company's website and stock exchanges. I'm accompanied by our CFO, Mr. Anand Sharma, and SGA, our investor relations advisors on this call today. Let me begin by giving an update on the global scenario. The world today is challenged by inflation, resulting in a steep decline in global economic activities. Several factors such as the risk, rising cost of living, challenging financial conditions, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and presence of the COVID-19 pandemic are hurdles to economic progress. Despite the challenging global economic scenarios, India sails through the tough times. Shining through dark times, India emerges as the highest growing economy in the world. Understanding the potential of the Indian economy and the growing demand for the quartz thing, we have built up sufficient production capacity to satisfy the steadily increasing demand in the domestic markets. In our previous earnings call, we informed you that our sales channel carried high inventory during COVID-19 period. We are receiving feedback from major customers that the destocking happening is quite successful and gradually reaching towards the optimum levels. We have started to receive good orders for our quartz sink from the U.S. and U.K. markets, et cetera. We foresee the macro demand of our quartz sink to return soon on quarter-on-quarter basis. While we witness a positive rebound in our U.S. and U.K. markets, Europe lags due to rising costs and inflation. As a testimony to improving demand in U.K., our U.K. subsidiaries have excelled in delivering strong business performance. The ongoing inflation, energy crisis, and cost escalation in Europe presented us an opportunity to bridge this supply gap, which will ultimately lead to an expansion of our customer base across the globe. We are already in discussion with few of the customers for their future requirements. While demand in global markets in its recovery phase, we are enhancing our focus on the growing demand in the domestic and the emerging markets around the world and aggressively ramping up our distribution and dealer network. Eyeing to grow our institutional sales in domestic market, we hired a new team to focus on this vertical. We have already started supplying to mega projects and reputed builders, exploring the possibility of collaboration with them for upcoming projects as well. Recently, we acquired 60,000 square meter of land near existing plants in Bhavnagar, Gujarat. The acquired land will play a critical role in our aggressive future expansion and new projects plans. Additionally, we have increased the capacity of our steel manufacturing, stainless steel sink manufacturing unit from 90,000 sinks to 180,000 sinks, and commercial products are expected to begin from March 2023. These steel sinks will be manufactured in the form of pressed and welded and fabricated and PVD sinks. We are currently exporting PVD sinks to U.K., France, and Germany. Good demand for PVD sinks from export customers is a positive indicator of future growth. The PVD technology has aesthetic value by coating in different metallic colors like gold, rose gold, black, et cetera, to the steel sink, which are available until now were only in natural steel colors. The prices of the PVD are higher than the prices of the handmade and the quartz sink, consequently contributing to higher validation and revenue. Now, let me give you an update on our built-in appliance and faucets division. As we had outlined earlier in our previous quarter, we have started execution of project by ordering machines for setting up manufacturing slash assembly line of building appliances. We are of the opinion that there's lots of scope for us to expand our supply domestic markets, and hence our manufactured appliances will give us tremendous opportunity to increase our geographical reach across the country, as well as gain a very competitive edge in terms of cost. Our faucet assembly line of 100,000 faucets are starting on a pilot basis, will get full-fledged commercial production quarter 1 FY23 onwards. Within this segment, we will stick to our core philosophy of innovation and delivering highest quality products. Therefore, we envisage the margins in building appliances business to be similar levels as of our consolidated businesses, which will be one of the two key drivers growth in years to come. Incorporation of a wholly owned subsidiary in Dubai, UAE. We are proposing to incorporate a wholly owned subsidiary in Dubai, UAE to cater the GCC market, focusing on the sale of the kitchen bath products. We are planning to open an exclusive showroom and display of our products at a prominent place across, along with the Vera FTZ Dubai. This is in connection with the success what we had at the Big Five exhibition in Dubai a few months back. The rationale behind incorporating subsidiary in Dubai and as it focuses on the built-in appliances is to A, leverage on the brand carousel globally and increase footholds in new and emerging markets, especially the GCC market, where Saudi Arabia is expected to be the next big potential market in the GCC. B, it is a complementary product for things will help us to improve our wallet share with existing customers, and at the same time help us to acquire new customers by providing a complete bouquet of kitchen solutions. New product introduction and exhibitions. We have introduced a super strength sink, Super X, which has approximately 50% more strength than our regular quartz sink, which is available in the world. This type of sink requires minimal packaging and increased loading ability in containers, thus will result into cost savings in packing and freight, adding to improvement in margins. Further, we have also started manufacturing of green sinks and launched the same in one of the key markets recently in US KBS exhibition. The initial response from our customers has been overwhelming and encouraging, with the confidence key to aim for eco-friendly and more sustainable growth future. We also showcased the Super X Green PVD sinks in France, Dubai and the KBS Las Vegas exhibition. It has been highly appreciated by our customers and visitors. We also successfully launched the Sternhagen product range in the Kitchen and Bath International Show in Las Vegas last month, and we have received a lot of appreciation of its luxurious and aesthetic value. Overall, outlook Q4 FY23 looks positive. However, we will get more clarity after quarter four. Now, I would like to hand over call to our CFO, Mr. Anand Sharma, to update you on the company's financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. Let me take you through the consolidated financial performance of the company. Quarter 3 FY23 performance. Consolidated total income stood at 138 crore in Quarter 3 FY13 as compared to 128 crore in Quarter 2 FY22, a growth of 8%. EBITDA of the company stood at 25 crore in Quarter 3 FY23 as compared to corresponding last year quarter of 31 crore. Degrowth of 19%. Profit after tax and minority interest for the quarter stood at 12 crore in Q3 FY23 as compared to rupees 17 crore of quarter 3 FY22, degrowth of 30%. 9 months FY23 performance. Consolidated total income stood at 448 crore in 9 months FY23 as compared to 345 crore in 9 months FY22. A growth of 30%. EBITDA of the company stood at 82 crore in 9 months FY23 as compared to 84 crore of last year 9 months FY22. Marginal degrowth of 2%. Profit after tax and minority interest stood at 40 crore as compared to 48 crore in last year 9 months FY22. Sales volume for quartz sink in 9 months FY23 stood at 401,466 units as compared to 476,659 in last year 9 months, FY22, and this is lower by 16%. Stainless steel swing for this 9-month FY23 stood at 81,185 units as compared to 73,092 in last year's 9-month period. That is higher by 11%. Kitchen appliances in 9 months FY23 stood at 21,957 units as compared to 15,112 in last year's 9-month period. That is higher by 45%. Thank you. Now I open the floor for questions and answers. Over to you, operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. The first question is from the line of Jensen Jacob from Centra Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. In the last call, you had mentioned that you have enough plan to add 500,000 more capacity for cold drinks in addition to the 1 million capacity.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Jacob. The audio is muffled from your line. Please use the handset mode.
Okay. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
In the last call, you had mentioned that you have enough plan to add up to 1.5 million capacity in cold drinks. But in the recent land acquisition announcement, you disclosed that the existing capacity has been fully utilized. Can you please throw some light on this?
So I think we have never said that we are doing 1.5 million capacity, so that's number one. We also mentioned that we expanded to 1.2 million capacity, where 1 million capacity was installed and further 200,000 units were going to be expanded. And the last quarter, we had clarified that because of this global recession, we're going to use this 200,000 kitchen sink capacity into manufacturing faucets and kitchen hoods.
Okay. A follow-up to that, do you plan on utilizing the newly acquired land for cold drinks or other segments?
So the opportunities are exciting. We are exploring in which category, but it could be across the categories from faucets, hoods, or to the ceramics to the kitchen surfaces. So based on what we are able to make the deals with our potential customers, and based on that, we will be able to sort this out. And like we had always said, that the U.K. acquisitions or any acquisition what we do, we eventually will do a backward integration on it and try to substitute sourcing from the other countries to India. So yes, opportunities are there. We're just exploring at this point what we will do.
Understood. That's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala from YES Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. The first is, can you throw some light on how the Q4 looks like given that?
Sorry to interrupt you. The audio is breaking from your line, sir. Please check.
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. So just wanted your comments on the Q4 volume trajectory that you are looking at from the current order book that you might be having.
Yeah. So like we have said, the outlook looks quite positive based on the latest exhibition what we have done, which I was not that confident in the last earnings call, which I had said that the quarter three would be probably in line with the quarter two. I think this is what we achieved it also. Looking at the recent my visits to the customers, and what we are reading is that what we're expecting, the U.S. to have a hard crash is probably not happening. The orders of the major markets like UK and US, India, the order booking is quite healthy, is ramping up. So we definitely think that quarter on quarter the volumes will improve, but at the same time we are still having this challenging situation. What will improve, we don't know, but yes, we expect that with what we've been witnessing, that there would be a volume growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. That's all I can say right now.
Okay, sir. And sir, could you explain, you know, the pricing? Have we taken any price increases in our costing and stainless steel? Because the realization for this quarter looks much higher, just as sequential comparison, if I take.
Realization price.
I'm not able to hear the term.
So, your question is that the price realization is better in this quarter, right?
Yes, correct. For both pots and stainless steel.
Yeah, so because we have introduced some more kind of SKUs, new models, where we have a higher realization, and also in the steel sink, prices have gone up. Input costs have also gone up, consequently prices have also gone up. And some mix of the our press and quarto sink, where quarto sinks are higher. So value realization is higher in the steel sink.
Just to add, the exports have also started to happen.
Yes.
Where we have a better price realization.
Understood, sir. And sir, on margin front, if you can throw some light, you know, sequentially we have improved substantially by approximately 200 basis points on the consolidated level. What should be the stable margin that we should work with on, you know, annual basis for next couple of years?
I think our margin profile is not changed. It's only the volume which is going to drive the margins. Our margin is same what we were getting in the earlier year. So margins profile remain intact. The once the volume growth will happen, margin will improve further.
Thank you. Mr. Gajiwala, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Aman Agarwal from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. The first question was regarding Kerosene Surf, which is our subsidiary. So from the 3Q numbers, it seems that that company has reported good numbers. So just wanted to gauge your understanding or your view on that company's operations, the kind of growth we expect from that company, and the kind of margins or margin improvement we see over there.
Oh, which company was it?
Kerosene Surf. No,
are you talking about? We're not able to hear you properly, sir.
Silma.
So I think the good thing has happened, which I said last time, that Silma, which is now Kerosene Surfaces, which has now that we would able to target a lot of new customers in UK. So we've been able to beat our forecast as far as the surfaces are concerned. Also, we have seen a margin improvement, and we'll see a further margin improvement in Silma, is because during the COVID times, the input costs have gone high and they increased the prices. And now with the slowdown, the prices of freight and input costs are coming back to the pre-pandemic level. So there will be a margin improvement.
So just understanding more on that company, is there any, like we see for the this quad sink and the steel sink in impact from European Union slowdown, has the same impacted that company also in terms of demand?
No, so I think we have clarified in investors' presentation.
Yeah,
the sales have increased.
It's okay. He's asking because the quad slowdown is impacting the surface also.
Surfaces has not been affected, because there was no de-stocking happening from the surfaces side, because 99% of the orders are based on the actual orders by the customers.
So make to order, more of the make to order.
Make to order and based on.
Sure, sir. Understood. And sir, secondly, on the appliance side, we seem to be going big on the appliances business with our new subsidiary also coming in Dubai. So, with the existing market being already competitive, how do you explain our right to win in this segment?
So I think we have, I have mentioned that our emphasis is going to be on the kitchen built-in appliances. The primary will be focusing on the kitchen hoods and hobs. So we have hired the new engineers from a very reputed institution like IIT, and we are planning to do the complete new innovation kind of kitchen hoods and hobs, which will give us a much better competitive edge in the market. So that's number one. Number two is, well, like I said, we never focused much on the built-in appliances. And while you have seen the nine-month number have grown by 45% from 15,000 to 22,000 numbers. So we are recruiting the whole new team for India for the built-in appliances purposes. We've been able to crack some very good people because people are eventually going to drive the built-in appliances. So we'll be expanding our sales channels across. And while we'll be doing a lot of innovation, and like we said, we're going to do our in-house assembling and manufacturing, which will give us a much better competitive edge than the competitors. So we are very bullish on the kitchen hoods and the hobs category.
Thank you. Mr. Agarwal, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions? The next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abakkus AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, and congrats on a decent set of numbers in such kind of difficult times. So my first question is, when I look at the domestic numbers, while you say that the focus remains there and we are trying to expand our channel and penetration level. In 3Q, we see that the growth has been sort of flattish, and we are already on a lower base. So can you highlight, are we seeing some amount of demand slowdown in the domestic markets as well?
No, so I think if you were to be fair, exactly there's a problem happened with a lot of backlog and de-stocking happening at the domestic side also, where we had a huge backlog during the COVID level times. So there were de-stocking happening now, which is going. As far as the demand is concerned on the secondary sales side, it's much higher than we have on the primary side, so which is a very good sign. You'll see that changing in quarter four.
Yeah, because we are consistently adding new dealers, and I'm assuming that one.
Yeah. No. Correct. So I think there was a more issue with the de-stocking in the primary sales.
And just to add on this, Nikhil, because of this Diwali season and all, the stock are built up in the quarter two, and that get clear in the quarter three. So that's the main, I mean, reason.
Yeah, but you'll be able to see quite a big.
Yeah,
difference in quarter four.
Just on follow-up to that, you mentioned in your opening commentary about this mega builders that you are targeting, and I think this is sort of a new channel that you are also trying to sort of address to.
Yes.
So can you give some qualitative comments on what the target you are planning from this sort of a channel over the next 1 or 2 years?
Yeah, sure. So I can just give you. So I think the first initiative that we want right now, our project sales are approximately 20% of our total sales. And with the incremental growth, what we expect, we expect the Granite Sink and the steel sink in the next 3 years to double the quantity of that, and which we feel that 40%-50% of that can come from projects. So I think it's very important that we have a separate B2B team just for tapping the architect interiors and the builders, and which we are doing.
So when you say project sales, 20% of domestic sales, right?
Yes. Yeah, 20% domestic sales, which we see a potential next 3 years to double this quantity. And out of doubling this quantity, all the incremental growth, out of it, substantial 40%-50% should come from the builder segment.
So just, sorry, just to further elaborate.
Mr. Gada, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up?
I just have a follow-up on the same thing, if it's possible.
Yeah, sure. Go on. Yeah.
So just on this project sales itself, what kind of pricing is the pricing going to be lower than what we would sell in the retail market? If so, by how much?
So अभी जो हमारा projects है वो generally retail market से approximately is about 15 to 20% lower, right?
Okay, and that is something we will target.
But at the same time, we also have the cost-effective method to supply to the builders of a different material and a different packing also. So we'll be kind of almost offsetting that impact of cost.
Got it, sir. Understood. I'll come back in the queue.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shrinjana Mittal from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity, sir. First question is on the line of channel inventory, sir. So right now, as of this quarter, what would be the channel inventory that you have?
Sorry. Can you repeat? You're not very audible and clear.
So, I was asking that what is the channel inventory right now? How many months of inventory do we have? As of now?
Yeah, so I think, like I said, the least stocking is almost over now. So the normal levels of 2 month inventory, which the distributor keeps, which is there now.
Okay. So we have we have reached the normal inventory.
We have normalcy as far as the destocking is concerned in India.
Right. Okay. And also on the export side, correct?
Yes. Export side with major customers. Yes. With major customers.
Okay. Also, one more question on the UK subsidiary. So, the UK subsidiary, I just wanted to understand. So, how many months of inventory does the UK subsidiary hold? The one that primarily just sells in the UK market.
So as far as the Carrotsil products is concerned, which is a normal mainly distribution of kitchen sinks and taps,
right,
approximately 45 days. And
okay,
as far as the surfaces are concerned, it's completely made to order.
Okay, surfaces are made to order.
So the only thing inventory could be on the work in process. If there are some challenging jobs, then that inventory can go maybe more than 30 days. Yeah.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Chanwar from Centrum Portfolio Management Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to check with you on any update on any new partnerships that we have signed or we are, in process of signing with global retail giants.
Thank you for the question. I was waiting why nobody asked me that. But yeah, so I think I had mentioned it last time that there is a lot of opportunity for our company which we are targeting at this point due to the higher manufacturing cost by our European competitors, especially Germany. And somebody also had asked last time, now the price difference used to be 20, now it's about 35%, and it brings a lot of opportunity for us on the table. While I say that, I would try to avoid any kind of futuristic thing, but all I can say is that we have few advanced discussions happening with some of the very key players in the world, and we just hope that we are quite positive that this could soon materialize.
And a follow-up to that, so we have already signed with IKEA 2 years back, and we have a very good relationship and good track record with them. So during this last quarter, where your competitors had increased cost of manufacturing, did we see higher offtake or higher wallet share with IKEA?
Yeah, so I think you're asking very key questions. I think we had a last week visit from the global IKEA sales supply chain team, especially the purchase team, the global team had come to see our factory, and this was exactly our question, that you have experienced the higher cost with the other competitors, and why are we not getting a larger wallet share? And to gain this major wallet share from us, and that's why the team was here, and to see that, you know, that how is Carousel as a partner. I think they went with a lot of positive feedback. That's all I can tell you. We await from a response from that side. But I think they went with a quite bit of a positive feedback, and we hope that we get the same feedback and be able to increase our wallet share with them.
Got it, got it. And the last question was, you know, our intention or evaluation of getting into ceramic industry. So sir, we are operating in a very niche segment, which is, our business is very profitable. So what is rationale to look at ceramics where, you know, it's generally very competitive and we it may not be able to make a similar kind of return profile?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think that's depend upon the company's strategy. You're looking about Billroy and Bock, Duravit, Totos. So their ceramic prices are incredible. I mean, their ceramic prices probably 5 times higher than what the Indian manufacturers are. So it depends where you position your brand and products. As far as we are concerned, we always work with premium segment because we feel that there's a lot of space here. And so any products in ceramic or which we are outsourcing currently, we have been positioned at a premium level. So our per piece realization is even much more higher than the quartz products.
Thank
now,
you.
Now to just very quickly, we've been now targeting the mid segment of the market with the new SK Sternhagen collection, where we're getting overwhelming response. We're adding 3 more ranges to it. And yeah, we will be able to see that is more on a volume-based target segment. What we are doing it mostly builders and also the, you know, customers. I think we should be able to now gain a larger volume. But even while I say it, it is still the per piece price is in comparison with our quartz products. It's nothing is lower than that, and even the margins are in comparison with the quartz products.
Thank you. Mr. Chanwal, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Varun Arora from Safe Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is, I mean, if I look at, you know, quartz zinc contribution and steel zinc contribution, it seems that this year we've seen a higher decline coming from quartz zinc volumes. This is obviously after a very strong increase last year, you know, in the quartz zinc. While our steel zinc business seems to be stable this year, year on year, if we look at 9 months.
Yeah.
So if you can just give some color as to what you are seeing across the two, why there is a higher decline in quartz zinc this year.
Yeah, the same thing, you know, primarily is because of the destocking happening with our major export customers, where there's 75% of exports in quartz things versus we have only 10% of exports happening in the stainless steel thing. So India being a more resilient market, there has not been much variation to it, and where the exports have been more challenging times. So that's the reason.
Sure. And sir, but in terms of, you know, secondary demand, any color like our quartz zinc, like what's the growth like? Is the difference much lesser in the secondary side when we look at quartz zinc and steel zinc?
Difference in pricing?
Difference in demand, you know, that you're seeing this this year. Is it much lesser, you know, at the secondary level?
I'm just clarifying, I said it before, the flavor for quartz zinc is increasing on a quarter-on-quarter basis, I would say month-on-month basis. So I think that's not going down. We have seen a sharp increase in the demand of the quartz zincs, not only the retail side, but also with the builder side. I met some few major builders And the only thing is that there's a, you know, there's a price, you know, issue. And most of the builders turn away because of the pricing of the product. So we are now trying to work out, like I told one of my friends on the call, that we are working on a separate product material system and a packing system which we can able to offset that with a lower price to the builders. So mostly it has to do with the pricing. If you're able to give the products at the steel sinks, I think everybody's going to buy quartz sinks. Most of them will buy the quartz sinks. As far as the retail side is concerned, I think we have been seeing on a quarter-on-quarter basis the demand on the quartz sinks versus the steel sinks are on an increase.
Thank you. Mr. Arora, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Nitin from KIFS Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. This existing capacities which we have, so can you tell me what is the maximum revenue potential from each segment-wise?
So on the quartz sinks, we have a capacity of 1 million sinks, which result about 600 crores. 550 to 600 crores.
Okay.
As far as the stainless steel sinks are concerned, we are at 90,000, which we are soon expanding to 180,000. It's about 100,000 units will do about 45 to 50 crores. And at 180,000 units, we should be doing around 80 to 90 crores.
Okay. And the third one?
Third is the built-in appliances, which will be the taps and the built-in appliances, which we have said. Assembly line of starting, which we said, of 10,000 taps to start with. Right? So, 10,000.
June, 1 lakh, and December, 1 lakh. Appliances
on 100,000 units will give effect, will give a turnover of approximately 80 to 90 crores.
Okay.
So that's the first phase what we are doing at 100,000, so 80 to 90 crores.
Yeah. So based on these three segments, you'll be reaching approximately 800 crores max.
Yeah.
Best case scenario. Let's say motor figures.
Yeah. That's the Indian sales when we have.
Yeah, but the total capacity, yes.
Yeah, am I missing something?
No. That, no, you're okay.
Yeah. So now to your long-term target is to have 1,000. That's the ambitions which you have spelled out. So now to have that balance 200, you will need to incur certain expenses which you must be on your drawing board stage at this point of time.
Yes.
So what that kind of a capex will be needed?
You see, we are having this AOP budget meeting in March. So we are right now, like I said, one of my friends, that we are exploring the opportunities where we need to do that. So I think you'll have more clarity by end of March, which we can share with you.
Okay. But I presume you will be it has to be margin accretive and lesser payback. That's the internal target you must be keeping benchmark, right?
So I think it's needless to say that Carousel always focuses on the margin, which we see always here, and I think you probably would have seen this quarter too. There will be the margin is our core focus for a quarter or something. It may be, you know, for a particular project or something or a one-time expense, but generally, yes, we always look at to it. Keeping our margins intact.
So, we need to think little beyond 2 years horizon, because whatever this back potential of the existing capacity is, that you'll be definitely hitting 2 years or 3 years max, and anything to plan beyond that, we'll need another 6 to 8 quarters to scale it up. So I think there's something which you need to throw. Am I right in thinking that? Should be something in 6 months you should be out for blueprint beyond 3 years.
Yeah, so like I said, the markets are volatile across the world. While we see a definitely a positive outlook, the quarter four, end of quarter four, we'll be able to map out exactly what's happening, and we're going to give you a much clearer picture by then. So maybe in the next earnings call, you may have more clarity from us, how are we going to do that?
Thank you. Mr. Nitin, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. We'll take the next question from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Nvest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, Chirag sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible clearly?
Yes, audible.
Okay. Sir, considering your these energy crises in Europe and the European manufacturers not able to operate their plants thereon at the similar cost levels as earlier, you seem positive on the opportunity coming to you, but at the same time, you are saying European demand is not there due to energy crisis, which is reflected in your volume numbers as well, which are Q-on-Q down by 18%. So my question is, number one, whether we can expect volumes to recover in quarter four to the levels of that in quarter one FY 2023, or these volumes shall recover only once these energy crisis get sorted? I'm asking this because, if latter is the case, then European competitors will also be able to operate their plants at the earlier cost after that energy crisis gets sorted. So if demand recovers, then supply will also be there. So I'm not understanding how we are going to be benefited, because you mentioned in the earlier call, demand is there in the Europe. It's just a matter of channel destocking, which shall get resolved in quarter four. It seems logical that demand is there, but their domestic supply is not able to make the cost-effective supply, so the demand shall come to us. But if the demand only is not there, then due to energy crisis or inflation, whatever, then there is no question of shifting it from Europe to India. So kindly put some color on that, sir.
Yeah. So I think I would like to clarify. So A is, yes, that there is a slackness in the economic side. But we also need to understand that 70% of their sales are, I mean, more than 50% of the sales are happening outside Europe for them, even for our competitive German manufacturers. So where Europe, they still struggle, but we may have opportunities in America and rest of the world. So I think that's number one. Which, like I said, the opportunities are on table. We are in advanced discussion with few of the large companies across the world, which we'll be able to share with you soon, hopefully. Number two is this energy crisis. If you read very carefully what is happening in Europe at this point of time, it's quite alarming. Okay. So maybe it's not coming out too much loud in the media and all, clear in media and all, but there is a serious struggle right now for the energy. While they may get energy, but the prices are off the roof. I have discussion in my last visit. I would not name anybody, but some very prominent companies who are manufacturing in Germany and in Europe, and they are really passing through tough time. This situation of war, the situation of the energy crisis, also there is one more issue which we do not address is the employment. So the labor, so they are not able to get labor to work, so they need to pay really, really high salaries to get people. They want to hire people there. So that's another very big challenge in Europe, what they are facing. So I think we see opportunities, if not soon in Europe, but maybe later in Europe. But I think by the time, I think we would have been able to substantially take market share of many of our major competitors.
Okay, understood. And sir, how confident you are to hit the revenue level of 600 crore by the end of this financial year, sir?
I think I'm as confident as you are, so.
Oh, that was nice. Okay. So means we can expect the quarter four, Q-on-Q basis on better side, right?
Yeah. If you are positive and confident, it'll happen. Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Goyal, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Tushar from KamayaKya Wealth Management. Please go
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. So I could see that we are increasing our total addressable market by entering into quad surface, faucets, and further, you know, focusing on hoods and cooktops. So my question is, like we have now new land, we have bought the new land. In terms of the wallet share, I just want to get the quantum, like how much in the percentage term it might increase. That would be my first question, sir.
You are doing wallet share increases because of what, by acquiring land?
No, sir. The plan you might have with the global partner. I just want to have the quantum for the same. Like, what would be the quantum from the current wallet share which we have?
Like I said, we still have to wait for, we'll be able to give more clarity after quarter four.
Fair enough, sir. Sir, for next 2 to 3 years, like in terms of domestic sales, what sort of CAGR growth we are expecting in the revenue, and what would be the margin profit, sustainable margin profit?
See, our goal is, and I think 3 years back, our margins were mostly half, and was EBITDA margins of exports were more than 20%, domestic was struggling at 10%. I think Mr. Sharma able to, I think we've been able to jump back on our domestic margin side. Mr. Sharma, after my answer to you, can throw more light on the margins. As far as the, you know, the growth side is concerned, we are approximately at around annual rate of about 130 crores. So we have aggressive growth plans, and I think our plan is to grow anywhere between 30% to 50% year on year for the next 3 years time. Yeah.
So adding to that,
for the margins, yeah.
Gross margins is same for domestic and export. While EBITDA margin is around 17-18%, primarily because of the A&P expenses what we normally spend. But with this, our reach increasing and the brand presence, I think in years to come, we should have a similar margin in export and domestic on the net level also.
Okay. So my last question, like looking at our current capacity, what peak revenue we can expect from the current capacity, and what is the current utilization level for quads and stitching?
So on the quads side, I think we have already said that with the million string capacity, we can reach to volume of 550 to 600 crore from the existing capacity, what we have installed capacity. Current utilized capacity around 65% as of now.
Okay, sir, in the steel sink?
Sorry to interrupt you.
Steel sink, we have increased the capacity from 90 to 180,000 sink, and next year we'll have the full capacity available for utilization. We should able to utilize 75-80% capacity in the steel sink.
Thank you. Mr. Tushar, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions? The next question is from the line of Ridhima Goel from Equant B. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Chirag, I just wanted to ask, like, are we shifting our focus from quad sinks to other products? Because I just wanted to know, like, what is our domestic market product mix, the contribution from the quad sinks?
So I would say, as far as the strategy is concerned, I'm clarifying it that we want to have a one-stop solution to our customers, because we have such a huge reach across India, pan-India, that we just cannot afford the overhead just by selling quads. People want some other stuff also. So right now, if you see our revenue bifurcation, about 60% are quad sinks and 20% are mix of, and the balance 40 is mix of 20% steel and 20% built-in appliances. And I think it has grown very well. But this
you are saying overall, right? I wanted to know particularly for the domestic market.
I'm talking about domestic only. We don't sell appliances to foreign exports.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rushabh Doshi from Nimiti Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for the opportunity. So, I just had a doubt like, regarding on distributor and dealer network.
Doshi, sorry to interrupt you, sir.
Sorry, you are not audible.
Please use the handset mode.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah, so I just had a doubt like, in terms of our dealer and distributor network, earlier an increase in the distributor network would move in tandem with the dealer network. But now what we are seeing is that the distributor network is still at, you know, 82, but we are kind of doubling our dealer network. So I just wanted to understand, like, how is that working out?
So currently we are focusing more on the increasing our sales point and dealer network. And we have also planned to increase our distributor network.
No, so I'm just coming back to your question, and the answer is very simple. The domestic piece of our business, we're expecting, like I said, 30-40% growth year on year next three years time. So I think that growth can only come by the way of expansion of the dealer network, what we have planned, and by our emphasis on the B2B category.
But like, we are able to service all 3,000 which we are planning dealers through just 82 distributors, or we are planning to increase the distributor network also by a significant amount?
The active distributor network right now is 50 plus, which would be go to 100 plus, and this 100 plus will have a dealer sub distribution network, so about say about 400 to 500. So that they would be servicing to 3,000.
Thank you. Like in one of the previous questions where the participant had asked the maximum revenue potential of the company, I guess there you didn't mention the revenue potential for Carousel Services. So if you could just mention that.
Sorry, you were not clear.
In the previous participant's question, where you had replied with the maximum revenue potential of the company at the current capacity, it was around 800 crores, 600 was from quartz, 90 crore was from steel, and around 80 to 90 was from kitchen and appliances. But could you just mention what is the potential from Carousel
surfaces? So 800, what we discussed about the Indian business operation, and there is a UK subsidiary, our Carousel Product Limited, currently £10 million, and
80 crores. The Carousel products is about 80 crores, and then the surfaces is about 130 to 140 crores.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's all from my
end. Overall, from the whole. Global piece, surfaces already 15% of the business.
Yeah. Okay, so in short, we have a revenue potential of around $930-$950.
Yes. Oh. So I think our, you see, our aim of touching 1,000, I think is, we are not changing that plan, or do you want to derail from it. Like I said, even the last quarter, the things are being very positive, and I think and I feel very confident. And the year 24, we would be aiming to hit the 1,000 mark.
And like in terms of gross margins, like now we are somewhere at 39. So in Q4 or next year, like what number for gross margins are we looking at?
So I think we would not be able to give a this statement what happened. The only thing what we can say is that I think we expect the gross margins to be intact. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Thanks. That's all for mine.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yes. As stated earlier, we believe that the challenges posted by current geopolitical and recessionary trends for our products is slowly phasing out on a medium to long term and on sustainable basis. We see great opportunities for us to increase our penetration in global and Indian markets who have grown our business substantially. We have great product line and fundamentals of business remain still stronger as ever. Thank you everyone for joining this call. We hope that we've been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need any further clarification or want to know more about the company, please get in touch with our team of SGA, our investment relations advisors. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on the call. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Carousel Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.